USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo among the speakers at last night's second night of the Republican National Convention. Pompeo delivering his speech from Jerusalem, praising the president's foreign policy, including a recent Middle East peace deal.
And just 2 weeks ago, the president brokered a historic peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. This is a deal that our grandchildren will read about in their history books.
Police in Kenosha, Wisconsin have now confirmed that two people died overnight in riots in the streets of that city following the weekend shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was shot repeatedly by police as he was walking towards his car to get in. Republican lawmakers in the state say Governor Tony Evers could have stopped some of the violence by accepting help from President Trump, which the governor waved away. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hurricane Laura is rapidly strengthening and could be a Category 4 hurricane, much stronger than previously expected, when it hits the Texas or Louisiana coastline this evening. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says one of the big problems from the storm will be storm surge.
This isn't just coastal. The land is so low in these areas. Cameron Parish, over to Calcasieu Parish, some of these areas, 30 miles, even 35 miles inland, you can see some of this storm surge.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says he's not leaving Liberty University empty-handed. The now former president of the Lynchburg, Virginia school telling the Washington Post that he's getting a severance package of more than $10 million. Liberty officially accepted Falwell's resignation yesterday. After leading the university for 13 years, it comes as he faces allegations of a sex scandal involving himself and his wife. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some good news finally for California firefighters. The weather's going to be helping a bit. Cal Fire officials say they're making progress on three wildfires around the San Francisco Bay Area thanks to the weather. Many of the more than 600 fires in the state were started by lightning, but still the weather could turn with dry lightning again, with strong winds and warm temperatures threatening to start more blazes in the coming days. At least 7 people have been killed by those fires. The CDC is now telling employees to avoid confrontation with people who do not want to mask up. New guidance from the agency recommends retail and service industry workers not argue with customers who make threats or become violent over it. Many businesses have put in mask requirements while visiting their stores. The CDC says those companies can take steps to avoid any workplace violence, like conflict resolution training and putting in security systems. Designated safe areas have also been brought up so that employees have somewhere to go if they feel threatened. And Chicago White Sox player Lucas Giolito has thrown the first no-hitter of this unusual Major League Baseball season, giving up one walk and striking out 13 as the White Sox beat the Pirates 4-0 in Chicago. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.